Welcome to the Van City Holy Week Podcast. Today is Palm Sunday. Today marks the beginning of a special time in the church calendar known as Holy Week. It's the 7 days leading up to the most sacred day of celebration for followers of Jesus, Easter Sunday, when Jesus conquered sin and the grave by being raised from the dead. But before there was ever an Easter Sunday, there was what we now call Palm Sunday, the first day of Holy Week. Palm Sunday commemorates the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, when crowds of people spread palm branches and cloaks around the road and welcomed him into the city with shouts of praise. They were welcoming and expecting a king, a conquering warrior who would overthrow the oppressive Roman Empire, and so they shouted, "Hosanna," which means save. They wanted someone to save them from their current situation and reclaim Jerusalem for the Jewish people. Jesus had another plan. He knew that he was headed toward his death and that his crucifixion would actually be the way that he would be exalted and crowned as king, not only of the Jewish people, but of all people. Instead of claiming the throne through violence and war, Jesus claimed the throne by humbly laying down his life. And Palm Sunday points us toward the humble king. One first century biographer of Jesus named Matthew tells the story this way. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that follow shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." In the ancient Near East, a conquering king would have ridden into a city seated on a noble and mighty war horse, but not Jesus. He arrives in gentle fashion, riding upon a donkey, an animal symbolizing lowliness and peace. But that doesn't stop him from having victory. In the true upside-down nature of the kingdom of God, victory doesn't look how we expect it to. As Matthew quoted, Jesus' entry into the city riding on a donkey picks up and fulfills an old prophetic tradition about the long-awaited Messiah and the peace that he would bring. The prophet Zechariah proclaimed, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you." For Jesus, victory looks like peace and humility and laying down your life. It's about removing the war horses and instruments of violence, not increasing them. Jesus claimed his victory when he shed his blood to create a new covenant in which we could be restored to right relationship with the Father. On Palm Sunday, we remember that Jesus set his face toward the cross, that he chose the way of peace and sacrifice over the way of violence and domination. And we remember that he calls us to live in the same way. But what does that look like for us, for you, today? Does it mean seeking unity in the face of a divisive political landscape instead of participating in hateful vitriol? Can we aim for compassion and empathy rather than trying to destroy those who think differently from us? What would it look like for you to seek forgiveness and reconciliation by sharing a meal and conversation with someone you once considered your enemy? Are we ready to welcome Jesus in with shouts of praise? Can we cry, Hosanna, Lord, save us, knowing that he calls us to take up our own cross daily and follow him in the ways of gentleness and self-sacrificial love? Right now, imagine what it means to welcome Jesus into your life, just as the crowds did on that Palm Sunday, with excitement and shouts of praise. Maybe you followed Jesus for years, or maybe you're new to walking in his ways. Whatever the case, invite the Spirit to speak over you about what it means to have a hospitable heart for the King of Kings. But remember, you're not welcoming Jesus as a war-waging, violent dictator, but as a humble, loving Prince of Peace who rides into the city on the back of a gentle donkey and who lays down his life for every person, even his enemies. That is a king worth welcoming in. So settle into a comfortable position. Take a few deep breaths. With open palms, invite the Spirit to speak to you about what it looks like for you in this season of life to welcome the humble King and to be shaped into the image of Jesus. Then spend a few moments in quiet listening as the Spirit speaks. Jesus, thank you that you have come to us not with violence and war, but with humility and peace. Would you teach us to become people of peace and love and help us lay down our lives for the sake of your kingdom and for the sake of those around us, just as you did. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Van City Holy Week podcast. Join us tomorrow for Holy Monday.